Let's take our Bibles and turn with me to the book of Romans chapter 7. Romans chapter 7. What I wanted to do is to take our scripture reading this morning and incorporate the scripture reading into this message. I'd like to begin in verse 18 of Romans chapter 7. Romans 7:18. For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. For to will is present with me, but how to perform that which is good I find not. For the good that I would, I do not. But the evil which I would not, that I do. Now if I do that I would not, it's no more I that do it, but sin that dwelleth in me. I find then a law, that is a principle that's given. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man, but I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin, which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Let's pray. Our Father, we've read your word. Lord, we've established by the reading of your word the very truth upon which we will consider this morning concerning the glory of our Lord. Would you bless the word again to our hearts for Christ's sake? Amen. You know, I will say, of all the experiences that are shared by a believer, all the things that there might be found in common, I would venture to say that the word from the Spirit of God through the Apostle Paul in these verses of Scripture right here probably best describes the most common experience between believers. That what I mean is this: a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ finds himself with a desire, with a hungering, with a longing to be honorable before God Almighty. And in the same breath, he finds himself warring and struggling and frustrated with himself. But in this last verse that we read, and I picked that song out that we just sang, Thank You, Lord. I was thinking about this message that I was going to preach. I've entitled this, The Reason for Thanking God. But in this last verse of Scripture, the Apostle Paul had been setting forth what he saw in himself, what he saw concerning what God had done for him, what he saw just in his very being, as a regenerated sinner. And he made this statement at last verse, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. in the midst of the battles within. Paul said, I'm thankful. First Thessalonians 5:18 says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Colossians 3:17, whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. So here we are. The basis upon our comfort and hope and joy this morning is what God has to say. What does God have to say? Whenever we approach the Lord, I encourage myself. Let me tell you this for myself. Try to pray. Try. Don't approach Him cold turkey. See what He has to say first. Approach Him on His Word, according to His Scriptures. Here we are viewing what the Apostle Paul had to say, struggling with the very things that we struggle with. I'll tell you this. I read those verses of Scripture, and I think to myself, I think I know what he's talking about. I think I do. If you found struggles within, as the Apostle Paul has described, I pray that the Lord give us all some comfort today and cause us to be thankful. As I was just reading these scriptures, I was thinking about the 4 points that I'm going to bring out in just a second, Lord willing. And I was thinking about those 4 points as I was reading these scriptures. In everything, give thanks. Everything, give thanks. Ephesians 5:20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. All things. Now, in light of that, I want to look at 4 things that Paul was thankful for. And I pray that God speak to our hearts this morning. In that last verse, verse 25, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I want you to look at the last phrase of that 25th verse. But with the flesh, the law of sin. So you break it down like this. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so that with the mind I myself serve the law of God. And you could say, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Paul thanked God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that he had a heart to know that his corrupted nature was his problem. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord that with the flesh I serve the law of sin. Now, let me ask you this. Did Paul rejoice in that? Absolutely not. I mean, was that an excuse for sin? Absolutely not. He had just said in verse 24, O wretched man that I am, Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? You remember me telling you a couple of weeks ago that there was a guy that I knew in Franklin that had just told me one day, he said, "I hope the Lord never tries me by taking away my money." Remember that? Same guy made this statement to me. He said, "You know, we're all just sinners. So it doesn't matter. You don't know Him. You don't know Him. If you have that attitude, well, we're just sinners. It doesn't matter." No, we are just sinners. And yes, it matters. Paul said, "Oh, wretched man that I am." What he thanked God through Christ Jesus for was that he knew that he was a possessor of the body of that death. That he knew it. He loathed himself. What Job said, I loathe myself. Oh, wretched man that I am. It's by the grace of God that God Almighty would show anybody what they are. Do you know why this building this morning is just not packed? You know why it's just not filled to capacity, standing room only? You know why it's not? Because Almighty God has been pleased to leave many to themselves. In their thought, "I'm not that bad before God." You have Almighty God show a man or show a woman what they are. You have the Spirit of God show a man, show a woman their true need. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go to this position. When they really realize, "I need the physician. A couple of years ago, I walked into a doctor's office. He wanted to just kind of check out a situation. And he told me, he said, "You've got a malignant tumor in your bladder. We need to try to get it out within a couple of weeks." Within a couple of weeks? I want it out now. I want it out today. You see, I need a doctor now. Do you know, up until that point, it didn't really matter to me if I showed up there or not. I really didn't care. I had no need whatsoever. I thought to myself, what if I wouldn't have gone in? What if I wouldn't have had a need to go in? What if Paul said, "I thank God that He has shown me that with the flesh I serve the law of sin"? Oh, he didn't glory in it. You know better than that. But the blessing of Almighty God that He would reveal to me my need of Him. Man by nature doesn't need Him. Man needs everything else. Everything else that's important, that's what he wants. But you let him come to a point where he realizes, "I'm a sinner." Job 15:16, "How much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water. The very presence of sin within the believer. See, Paul was speaking as a believer right here. I thank God that God's shown me my need of Him. Not that He gloried in it, as I said, He hated it. He grieved over it. But I was glad that the doctor told me I was sick. I thank Him. What if I wouldn't have known it? See what I'm saying? I'm glad I knew it. Job said, Job 42:5-6, I've heard of thee by the hearing of the ear. Now mine eye seeth thee, wherefore I abhor of myself and repent in dust and ashes. Isaiah said in Isaiah 6:1, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne, high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. And He said, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Again, I listen to myself right now, and I think to myself, I don't know how bad in myself I really am. I don't know. But I'm glad He's shown me something. If I did know how evil I really am in myself, I'd probably go insane. I'm sure I would. But I know something about it. If your sin grieves you, if your sin, if it grieves you, thank God for that. But if our sin doesn't grieve us, if it doesn't bother us, may the Lord have mercy on our souls. Paul said, I thank God. With the flesh, I serve the law of sin. I thank the Lord for showing me that. Here's the second thing that Paul thanked God for. Through Christ Jesus. And though that sin was present with him, he wasn't conquered by it. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, so then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God. Paul was not saying that he or any other regenerated sinner could keep the law of God. But through Jesus Christ our Lord, Paul found the holiness of God's law to be fulfilled totally by Christ. God's holiness, God's goodness, God's justice, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Don't ever take that part out of it. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God in Him. With my new mind. In regeneration, a new will is imparted. Every man is born, every woman is born with a depraved will, a fallen will, a governing will that will do one thing. It will rebel against God. Paul said in verse 18, he said, I know that in me, that is in my flesh, dwelleth no good thing. But here's another part that has now been imparted in regenerating grace. For to will is present with me, My preference, my will is present with me. But how to accomplish, how to perform that which is good, I perceive not. A believer readily admit, I would desire to honor him as I know one day by the grace of God I shall. When this body of death has been put off, when this mortality shall put on immortality, when this weak flesh is put off, raised in Christ, when I see him as he is and know him and be like him, in that day I'll worship him as he's worthy to be worshipped. Those 24 elders back there in Revelation 4 casting their crowns before him said, "You're worthy. You're worthy to receive all honor and glory. You redeemed us." The will is present with me. He said in verse 22, "I delight in the law of God after the inward man. I rejoice," Paul said, "in that which Christ has fulfilled. I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. I rejoice in what Christ has fulfilled, in that He has perfectly obeyed and completely answered every demand for righteousness and justice before God's law." What did God's law require? Christ fulfilled. The soul that sinneth is going to die. He made himself sin and died under the justice and the wrath of Almighty God in our stead, laying down his life for the sheep. Paul said, I thank God that he's shown me what I am by nature. I'm thankful. Not rejoicing in it, not glorying in it, but I thank God that he showed me that in my flesh, what I am by nature, I'm serving the law of sin. Somebody come up to an unbeliever and you tell him, say, "You know, you're just a rotten, no good, good for nothing, scum sucking, just God hating." "Don't talk to me like that," he said. "No, I'm not." And a believer will say, "Right there. That's me. That's me." And you didn't really touch them. You didn't even touch it. You know what's pitiful about that, what I just said? It was him in that first message that made himself. He said, "I'm a worm. Here I am. Here I am." Reading something he said about me right there. "With the flesh I serve the law of sin, and thankful that he made himself the least." I thank God. The law was in his hands and he held it forth as his walk and rule before his Father. "I do always only those things." Every dot, every T, every thought, every word, every deed, every emotion, everything. And the Father said, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And he earned a righteousness. He earned a righteousness as a man. A man. A man. A man. The God-man. Totally God. Totally man. And there he is. The mediator. The one that God Almighty is honored by, being God himself. And totally man, he made himself like unto his brethren. There he is, the high priest. The one that honored God's law. Paul said, "I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God." How? In him. In him. "Well done, my good and faithful servant." How? 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 through Christ Jesus our Lord. Here again, I think about that scripture and I think, almost said, I thank God that He's shown me something of my corruption. And with the flesh I serve the law of sin. I see it. I see my need. I don't have the ability. How do I have the ability to be able to obey God? How can I, with my little fickle, fleeting thoughts, exercise my free will, walk down, shake somebody's hand, pray a sinner's prayer? Let me ask you something. Do you know what it's going to take to be reconciled to God? You think about just walking down an aisle and letting a tear fall, or something like that. You think by getting some water that physical water is going to wash away the filth of your sin? Do you think that there's anything that a man can do, a woman can do, to reconcile themselves back to God? With men, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible. I'm telling you what it's going to take before God Almighty to be reconciled to Him is absolute holiness. Holiness. Not a little fleeting moment in a point in time where you're there. No! Come on. I thank God. Paul said, God Almighty showed me what I am by nature. And I thank Him that He's shown me that in His blessed Son, in His Lamb, in the Lord Jesus Christ, in my new man, I bow to His law in Christ. In myself, I cannot. Law is weak. Whenever somebody talks about keeping the law of God, I think to myself, oh, if God Almighty ever shows you what you are by nature, you'll never say that again. Thirdly, Paul thanked the Lord for a sure deliverance. Oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? This old putrefying corruption, the Scripture says, is going to be changed. We're not, Paul said, we won't all sleep, but we will all be changed in the moment, in the twinkling of an eye. There's an earthly body. It's a heavenly body. Almighty God has set forth that He shall deliver. Knowing something about the struggles, the doubts, and the fears warring within, thinking honorably. Do you know when the Scripture sets forth, when Paul said, so then with the mind I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh the law of sin, I can start to see that last part. I start to see the last part of it. But for the life of me, I can't see the first part. That which is born of God sinneth not. I don't see it. I don't see it. But Lord, it's Your word. It's Your word. Well, I tell you, grace starts to look wonderfully wonderful when you start realizing, I don't see anything. Knowing something of what I am by nature and what He said, concerning his faithfulness to shall deliver me from the body of this death. I know this struggle's not going to go on forever. It's been some that's been taken out of our presence in the last couple of years. And you know, when it happens, it just, it's just, oh, I'm going to miss them. Boy, you start to thinking about it. And you know what we believe by faith? You think it's all over for them. They're in the very presence of God, I'm convinced of that. Just beholding the wonder. The Queen of Sheba told Solomon, she said, I heard about you. Heard about it. But I never even imagined half. I never even started. I have not seen, ear hath not heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man. I've never been able to even enter into it. What God has prepared for those that love Him. I thank God. Paul says that the Lord is going to deliver. Who shall deliver? Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Our Lord at Calvary cried, it's finished. It's finished. The completion of that which He prayed for in John 17:24, Father, I will that they also whom Thou hast given me be with me where I am. That prayer is going to be answered. You know, I think, I just try to mull. Sometimes it seems like I do just for a moment. I've said before, but I mull over the thought being in His presence. I just wonder about that. I pray, Lord, have mercy on me. I know that physical death is something that we struggle with. I know that. I heard Brother Scott say, or had said, we were created to live forever, and this old flesh, it fights against that. But I do know this, death is the means by which God's going to usher His people into His presence. I know that. The sting of it, the victory of the grave. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. Listen to these words in closing. John 14:2, in my Father's house are many mansions. Now, if it were not so, I would have told you. Isn't that kind? How kind? In my Father's house are many mansions. If it wasn't so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself. That where I am, there you may be also. Paul thanked God through Jesus Christ our Lord that God had revealed His need, the cause of a corrupted nature. He thanked God through Jesus Christ His Lord that though corrupted in the fall, He wasn't conquered by that corruption. God Almighty had given Him in regenerating grace new heart, new man, a new will, born again, gave him a nature, a new nature that does not sin. He serves the law of God in Christ. And thank the Lord that deliverance from the presence of this struggle was sure. It's going to be over soon. Not many more setting suns, it's going to be over. And then lastly, he thanked God for the person of His deliverance. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Put everything else aside. Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? Cast away by God's grace every other thought except this, through Jesus Christ our Lord. By the grace of God, don't let one other thing enter your mind. By God's grace, through Jesus Christ our Lord. He in whom we were chosen, He who came into this world and knew His own and lived for His own and died for His own and calls Him by grace. How do you know if you're one of His? Here it is. You believe His report. Isn't that amazing? God gives a man, a woman, a heart to believe this. And they cast aside everything else. They just... What hope do you have? My hope is built on nothing less than the blood of Christ. He put away my guilt and His righteousness. He robed me in Himself. I have no guilt to answer for. He answered. And I stand in Him holy. Holy. He hath chosen us in Him, predestinated us, that we should be holy. Without blame before Him in love. Paul, thank God. Thank God for what He showed him to be in Himself. Thank God for what he saw himself to be in Christ in regenerating grace. Thank the Lord that he knew that it won't be long. He thanked God that he saw that all of his hope was in Christ. That's something to thank God for. May the Lord bless these words to our hearts for Christ's sake. Amen.